From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Robert Rappaport with In-Depth Arizona. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America says allergy sufferers in Tucson may be uncomfortable this time of year, but not as bad as people who live in some other cities. Tucson is ranked 45th on a list of America's worst cities for spring allergies as National Allergy and Asthma Awareness Month winds down. Knoxville, Tennessee was ranked the worst for allergy sufferers. The Foundation's Spring Allergy Capitals 2010 ranking was created by evaluating pollen scores, the number of allergy medications used per patient, and the number of allergy specialists per patient. While not a participant in the study, Tucson pollen and mold specialist Dr. Mark Sneller, owner and director of Aero Allergen Research, says he's pleased with the city's ranking.
That's an interesting number, 45, because a couple of decades ago, we made the cover of National Geographic, the actual cover, and had a feature article in there that we were number one in terms of the worst place in the nation to come if you had allergies. So the rankings are very interesting. We do have a very high percentage of people with asthma and allergy because, for a lot of reasons, the dry air actually aggravates a lot of the underlying symptoms. Many scientists believe that's the case. And then we attract a lot of people who do have those diseases and disorders from around the country and around the world. So more than half of our population has some respiratory distress.
Sneller says some of the improvement most likely can be attributed to Pima County regulations put into place in the mid-1980s.
Back in 1985, we instituted the nation's first pollen control ordinance. It was called 1984-29, and that banned the sale of olive and mulberry trees. And so, and those were the biggest springtime problems for us in terms of allergenic pollen, and no more of those trees could be planted. And so we've actually incurred a decline of those trees. So as the city expanded, anything that arose since 1985 could not have olive and mulberry trees. And so now we have some other types that have come in that we planted, ash and sycamore. And we always have our springtime ragweed problem that's based on winter rainfall. But it's quite possible that we have improved because of the decrease in the number of these trees per population.
Dr. Sneller says the almost completed spring allergy season in Tucson this year was both good and bad.
We had good in the sense that it was pretty mild, just in terms of temperature, but bad in the sense that we had a lot of ragweed this year, and I don't know if we set any records, but we probably came pretty close to it, and that's based on the amount of rainfall that we had there during the first part of the year, and that the amount of ragweed we have is directly related to the amount of rainfall, and as we know, we did have a bunch. We had several big storms come through, so that watered the seeds, and the ragweed just keeps on going and going, and we still have a fair amount in the air, especially in the outlying regions of Tucson, also Ventana Canyon area.
While allergy sufferers may be breathing a collective sigh of relief now, Sneller says what happens later this year will depend on the summer rainy season.
June should be pretty quiet, July should be pretty quiet, and then we're going to nature's going to gather up the forces and throw some rainfall at us during the monsoons, and that's going to define what kind of fall weed and pollen, weed and grass pollen season that we're going to have.
As far as minimizing your exposure to pollen, Dr. Mark Sneller says there are some precautions you can take.
First of all, define what you're allergic to. I think that helps. Maybe your doctor should be your best friend. Take off your shoes at the door or at least have a big scrub mat down there. If you have pets, you're in trouble, especially if they come in and out because they're going to be breaking stuff. But most of the dust and allergens inside of a home are due to tracking. We know this. And so by not tracking this stuff in, you're going to minimize the amount of house cleaning, the amount of dust, and the amount of pollutants in the home. So pay particular attention. I wouldn't sleep with the window open at night. That's just going to invite pollen to come in.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America says more than 35 million Americans suffer from nasal allergies. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.